Knowing the basics of first aid can help people cope in an emergency. That's why Laura Cachera said she was looking forward to an opportunity to visit Pelham's fire station one last Wednesday, January 17, to learn hands-on first aid skills from Fire Prevention Officer Jason Longhurst and Training Officer Greg Young. The 12-year-old was one of 21 members of the 3rd Fonthill Scouting Group, ages 11 to 14, to learn skills including how to put a person in a recovery position, treat burns, how to wrap bandages, and other basic first aid. I find a lot of the information we're learning is fun and interesting, and can really help people, Cachera said, and added that the knowledge will help in her daily life. I think the skills will come in handy because if someone needs help, I will know how to help them. I'm a babysitter, so I know that this information can help. I'm a babysitter, so I know that this information can help. 13-year-old Scout Jamie Lee said it's important to know first aid, and the knowledge could help with future employment opportunities. One of the reasons I did this was to have these skills, and help me get a better job. Scouter Kent Ratcliffe said the visit to the fire station allowed the young scouts to continue work to advance in Scouts Canada's Outdoor Adventure Skills program. The program encourages youngsters to try new things, and first aid is one of the requirements to complete the program. In addition to teaching youth about first aid, Pelham Communication Specialist Leah Letford said the fire department offers unique outreach opportunities to raise fire prevention and awareness to individuals, groups and organizations during the course of the year. This is usually run at the request of an organization or group, Letford said. The fire department will also provide operational checks for carbon monoxide and fire detectors free of charge by request. More information about operational checks by the department can be obtained by calling 905-980-6647. According to Letford, last year some 70 requests were made to have smoke and carbon monoxide checks done. The goal is to continue to have that number grow in 2024 as more residents are aware of the service, Letford said.